My name is Emily Gray, and I am the director of secondary school and teacher education programs with Muse Machine.
I'm Larry Carassel, and this is Arts Focus. The Muse Machine's Summer Institute for Educators is going on now at the Foundry Theater at Antioch College in Yellow Springs.
The Summer Institute is the best teacher professional development in town. We've been running this series of workshops for many years, and it's every July. It's open to teachers from all over our service area, so not just Montgomery County, but Greene, up to Shelby, even down to Fairfield Township. It's free, and it's meant for teachers who are interested in the arts and who want to be inspired and bring it back to their classrooms.
And what do they do during the week of the Summer Institute?
Well, it's very hands-on. They're not passive participants. They are getting up and moving from the top of day one. And these are, I should mention, these are not all arts teachers. There are some. There are arts and music teachers who are obviously attracted to our mission. But Muse Machine believes that the arts can transform the lives of every young person. And so by extension, we believe that the arts belong in every classroom. And we know that creative and inspired teachers inspire their kids to think more broadly and more creatively across all subject areas. So we have English language teachers helping write songs, and we have teachers who maybe played an instrument in high school and haven't picked it up since, kind of bring it back out of the closet and contribute to a group piece. So they're not only learning from wonderful teaching artists, but they're kind of rediscovering the artist inside of themselves.
Let's introduce your guest artist who's working with you on the Summer Institute.
Yeah, so sitting next to me is Chris Westhoff. He's my co-planner and the lead teaching artist. I'm kind of shepherding a team of artists through the 4 days that we have going.
I'm really excited to be a part of it. We have chosen a path forward that revolves around folk arts. We were interested in exploring with all the teachers what is the relationship between folk arts and fine arts. Is there a helpful or relevant distinction between the two? And without casting any dispersions against fine arts, we're just leaning wholly into and towards folk arts. So we have a four-person team that will take up this concept of storytelling and the folk arts spirit, the roads that lead home.
When you're not doing this, you're the managing director of Mad River Theater Works, which has been around for decades now.
Yes. I first got involved with Mad River Theater Works in 2006 or 7 as the road manager for Bold Lies and Barefaced Truths, A Story of Davy Crockett. And it was the national tour of a play that Mad River Theater Works made, of course, about Davy and his adventures and his foray into the political landscape. Once again, without casting any dispersions, that play toured once. But it was the beginning for me of a long journey. Mad River Theater Works was founded by a family in Yellow Springs. It moved up to Logan County, West Liberty area in the 1980s. And since my work as a touring manager and then as a grant writer and then as a managing director, I've been involved with it for a number of years. And it was about 4 years ago that I relocated and brought the company with me from Logan County down to Yellow Springs. And so we have taken up residence at the Foundry Theater on the campus of Antioch College in Yellow Springs, and we are producing work there. We have just completed our third year of a summer theater program, which is something that the village was very much looking for. We're making relationships with local and regional schools. We're getting great support from the Ohio Arts Council to do our work and the Yellow Springs Community Foundation, and we're mixing up the model.
The Summer Institute, we try to do something different every year. Last summer, our focus was on Dayton funk music, and so we had artists from around the region or who had ties, you know, hometown ties to the region, come back and share the wonderful story of that music. We've done opera, we've done devised theater. We try to give teachers exposure to things that they wouldn't otherwise have a chance to learn about in a deep, hands-on way. And we try to make it really explicit the ways that they can bring those art forms into any classroom, that they can experiment and be creative in their own rooms and take risks, in ways that are really rewarding as teachers, but also really rewarding for their students. Whether they believe that they are artists or not, I think by the end of the week, they're always impressed by how creative they've been and how they've been able to solve problems that maybe on Monday they thought were impossible. A lot of people come back every year because they know that this is kind of a boost for them going into next school year. It really refills their cup. I think that pays off. I think their classrooms are happier places because of it.
And you can get more information about this and other Muse Machine events by visiting the website musemachine.com. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.